I'm Carrie Bringhurst. During today's UPR Newsline, we'll be discussing an announcement by the USDA that they are closing 43 offices throughout the United States that help rural Americans get affordable mortgages. This is a topic of great concern here in the state of Utah, although offices here in Utah will not be closed. I'm speaking with Kim Datweiler of the Neighborhood Nonprofit Housing Corporation, who helps those in northern Utah receive the funding they need for affordable housing. I understand that Utah is not being affected by this?
That is correct. As far as the self-help program where families help build their own homes, none of the offices that work with that program are closing. There are a couple of farm service agencies that are closing in the southern part of the state, but that will not affect the self-help program.
How was it that Utah was able to avoid cuts?
I believe because we've been sufficient in the past, we don't have many offices to start with, and they cover a wide area. Our area office covers Provo, Vernal, and northward up into Ridge County. So it's a large service area to begin with.
So do you think that the cuts were an effective way to help reduce some of the costs and therefore save money that can be maybe used elsewhere? Or is this not a good sign?
It probably will help save money. I think it's also not a good sign in that it would appear that USDA and rural development are at more risk of more closures. I think the bigger thing that impacted us was they had a huge number of early retirement packages that were taken. We lost, I think, 20% of our staff in the state. So the offices are now going to have fewer people trying to do almost the same amount of work. The other problem that we will see in the coming year as we run out of loan funds, it will impact families sooner than it used to. We saw about a 20% cut across the board. But what that means for the families is that by about mid-July, we will be out of funding for loans for the families. So if there are people that were interested in building their own homes, they don't get in soon, there will be no more loans for them.
What steps should they be taking right now if they want that money?
If they are even the least bit interested, I would suggest going to our website at nnhc.net or calling our office and coming in. And an appointment is free. You can find out whether the program's right for you, and then we can give you the next steps, what you need to do to get qualified and eligible before the funds run out.
And again, this is federal funding, so anyone in the state could be eligible.
As long as they meet income requirements and don't have too much debt. They do have to meet the debt-to-income ratios the USDA has set forth, and those haven't changed. We do have the added benefit of receiving some money from another source that we can use for grant money and to encourage people to come in and to help them with the purchase price of the home. We're going to be giving up to $5,000 to families that come in by the 20th of February, because it generally takes us a couple of months to work through a loan package and to get them ready to close. And boy, then that July date's creeping closer.
Oh, so really this is kind of an ideal time.
Yes, for the families wanting to do it this year, now is the ideal time. I know it doesn't look like it's a good time to be out of their building, but with the lead time, this is the proper time to come in and talk and fill out paperwork.
So as you're meeting with families and assessing their needs and their ability to qualify, what are you hearing from these families? Are they hopeful? Are they frustrated?
I think there is a sense of more hope that the economy has turned a corner. Last year, we saw families that were unwilling to go forward, even though they might have qualified, simply based on insecurities about their job and the economy. And we're seeing a change. People are now excited, wanting to move forward. I think we have 10 to 12 that have already qualified, and we expect to build about 25 to 30 homes this year.
So with the announcement by the USDA that they're closing some of these rural offices, is there anything that you are doing and others in the state are doing to help guarantee that doesn't happen in Utah?
Yes, we're very much talking with the USDA National Office about what that means for the future. We're talking with our legislators about how do we best address the debt crisis that we're still fighting while at the same time providing services that are effective uses of federal dollars.
Well, Kim, thank you. This has been helpful information. Kim Dattweiler is with the Neighborhood Nonprofit Housing Corporation. She helps deal with foreclosure and provides counseling. If you would like more information about this program, you can go to their website. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.